Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Globocorp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Uh-oh. Sucker boy Double Z got disconnected. Okay, here he's calling back in, I guess. Did you get disconnected?
Disconnected?
Disconnected, but reconnected.
Cool.
Cool.
I'm getting your. Did you turn your speakers back up?
No, I just muted them.
All
right, there
okay,
we go. I'm muted
okay.
Again.
There we go. Muted.
I don't know if it ever played the intro music there, but hey, welcome to the Hypersloth Happy Hour. For this day, September 20 or something, 2015.
I was called in on the phone line, so I didn't get kicked off. You might want to put on headphones because I can hear my voice coming out of your speakers, and it's making a hella echo.
I think that's on your end, actually.
Nope.
Really? That's never happened before.
It's happened before, just not that
it's
bad.
Happened
it's
before,
like pretty
it's
bad.
Not that bad. It's like pretty bad.
Really? Well, I gotta go upstairs and get my headphones in. Give me a second. Take care of the show for a second.
Uh oh. So much pressure.
Uh oh. So much pressure.
I'm gonna play with it. Boom.
I'm gonna play with it. Boom.
See if we can make a rat beat.
See if we can
echo.
Make a rat beat.
Boom chick.
Boom chick.
Boom chick.
Boom chick.
Boom chick. Boom boom chick.
Boom chick. Boom boom chick.
No, it's not working.
No, it's not working.
It's too tough to do it. It just sounds
too
weird.
Too tough
like
to do it. It sounds weird.
Alternate universe.
Alternate universe.
Oh. Hopefully, Double Z will get back soon. Oh, shit, it was my fault. Oh, my God. It's because I had the, I didn't mute my Skype. Oh, God, he's going to be so pissed when he gets back. This is most likely the last episode of the show ever. Zigzag, it was my fault.
Yeah, you had your, I'm guessing you had your microphone on.
I did. I was focusing on my speakers because I could hear it coming out of my computer. So I turned that down, and I thought that was it. But you're right, it was the microphone. So I'm sorry. If you want a new co-host, I'll totally understand. I'll go live under
the
bridge somewhere.
This amateur hour. Yeah, let's just call this the last amateur hour. Let's just do that.
Okay. Great. At least we
I'm
going
to take a one hit right now, so expect this show to get a little crazy, folks.
Well, that's, yeah, it hasn't exactly been normal.
You know what sucks is I'm smoking my weed out of this one hitter that's a glass pipe, right? That looks exactly like a fucking crack pipe. I noticed on an episode of Intervention the other night, I saw some dude and he was using the exact same pipe, but yet he was smoking crack out of it.
Well, don't take that into an airport.
I was just thinking it would suck if I was getting pulled over and the cop was like, oh, it looks like a crack pipe. And, of course, I'd probably be on an episode of Cops that time. I would have to make them test it. I would make them test it. What do you think, Rufus?
Well, don't they have kits for that? If I was a cop, I'd have a kit. I would call it my mouth.
Yeah. I was watching Cops the other night. And you know what? I love to watch Cops reruns. I'm not ashamed to admit it. But this fucking guy, they have a kit. I don't know if we talked about this, but they have a kit to test fucking marijuana.
Can't pull
the weed out of a fucking bag and smell it and go, yeah, that's marijuana. I mean, if you need some fucking $75 kit to tell you that it's fucking pot, you need to find a new profession probably.
you are an underqualified cop. I think all cops should have first been drug addicts, honestly. I mean, if their goal is to sniff out drugs, they should be well-versed in all the effects and smells and looks.
I agree. I think it would make for a cop that is probably a more sensitive cop.
That's true. You'd probably be a cop that would let a lot more people off.
They probably would be addicted. Well, I mean, you know what, cops? I don't have anything against cops, except that I think the problem with cops is what happens is, you know, every cop is like an ex-military guy. So you go to the military, and I think the only job you can really get out of the military is to be a cop. I mean, you're probably qualified for other jobs, but I think that, like, most of them just become cops. And the problem being that in the military, they teach you to kill people. So, you know, you're just – if you never see action as a military person and you get out on the streets, the mean streets of, say – Elwood, Mississippi or somewhere, and you're just like fucking waiting for something to happen so you can pull a fucking trigger on somebody. I mean, it's obviously, you know, that's going to be your instinct.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they kind of market the whole military as like, oh, you're going to get, not only are you going to be in the military for a while, but you're going to get kick-ass training and like electronics and stuff. But yeah, but that's electronics for like ICBM missiles and how to, you know, target people's skulls from a satellite. It's not like repairing a light switch.
It's either you know how to like program ICBM, but you can't put together like a fucking a LAN network because you're like, I don't understand this.
I can't. I could barely do that myself.
You know what they need to do? I'm going to explain something to you. And tell me if I'm wrong here, Rufus. When talking about networks and all those things, everybody needs to get down on the same fucking level and come up with the same names for shit instead of having like 10 fucking different names for network, you know, parameters.
Everything,
you're like, okay, so is it a LAN network or is it a – what the fuck network am I on? You know, what kind of network am I trying to fucking hook up to? I thought they were all the same.
Well, I don't know. I agree. I don't know why everything isn't just standardized across every – because whether you have a PC or a Mac, a USB connection is a USB connection. So why can't that apply to even like power cords or, like wireless connections and all that? It should just be blame. I mean, a wheel is a wheel no matter what vehicle you're driving, right? Come on,
yeah,
let's make computers that way.
And they call them wheels and tires. They don't call them, like, round, objecular moving devices. You know, I mean, it's like they just can't call something what it is. I was trying to hook up when Comcast outdated me recently, right? It was under the guise of an update. I think I told you the story, but they outdated me, so I had to buy new fucking – I had to rent something from them. I just couldn't use – by the old Linksys wireless routers that I had laying around anymore. They made them obsolete. And wasn't that was so nice of them, too, I must say. So I'm reading online, like, how to do their shit. And, you know, they're like, anybody can fucking do it. I'm like, oh, cool. You know, I consider myself to have one or two small brain cells that still fire. So I'm, like, reading this shit, and I'm like, who the fuck wrote this? It makes no fucking sense. It's like they skipped the first four things on the – instruction sheet and then left the last thing off. It was like, okay, do this, and then okay, that should, you know, you're like, okay, now what?
I had a similar thing happen with our latest internet company, which is HughesNet, and they're a satellite company. And when they installed it, so far it's been the best, by the way. Holy shit. I give them props, except for this one thing. Whenever they installed it, they said, okay, look, you have to have, for the router for your house, you have to have a special router that knows how to deal with satellite signals because it's not the same as cable or whatever that other thing is. And we're like, oh, okay, give that to us. It's $300. Just add it to the bill. Great. It worked like shit. And I just thought, well, I'm going to plug it in my $40 Walmart Belkin router and see what happens. Boom. Works fucking perfectly.
That is so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
So fucking typical. You know what I mean? Because they put that shit fucking router on there to you, then you call and have a fucking service guy come out who knows it's the fucking router in the first place, and they're like, $80 an hour for old Mr. Rufus here. you know,
that's
and
right.
He comes there and like, then he, like after two or three visits, finally switches out the fucking router with one that works and you're like up and running.
He went down to Walmart and picked up.
Right. No, he went, I think he's got like 50 of them at Goodwill.
Hey, if you got router problems, give us a call at 646-478-0616. Tell us how to solve them.
Yes, we'd like to hear about that.
Or cause them.
You know what? Or cause with any other problem you might have in life. Me and Rufus consider ourselves quite wise in the ways of the world. We've got, let's see, we've got 86 years between us of life experience? That's pretty
miserable
fucking
years.
Impressive, really. We're almost at the center mark. You know what? Call us up and let us know what you got going on, and we will combine 86 years of wisdom to come up with an answer. I couldn't even think of the word answer. Maybe don't call and ask Rufus. Obviously, I've smoked pot already.
Call us
but
with simple questions. Simple questions.
Yes,
question.
No arithmetic, please.
No math, no science.
Unless it's UFOs.
That's right. Or if you're weighing the purchase of a router,
it was interesting to see on that UFO MG site how easily these guys are calling each other out for hoaxes. Seems to be some bad blood going on there. Can you fill us in on that story at all?
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got people that are legitimately into it, you know, and want to get to the bottom of it. But unfortunately, you know, with YouTube, you can set up a channel and make a shitload of fucking money off of people watching your videos.
Now, explain that to me, Rufus, because I'm more than willing to put up some hoax bullshit to make, like, that guy, no way that guy was making $5,800 a month. Really? I mean, is that possible?
Yeah, that's definitely possible if you have enough subscribers and viewers. Because you've seen YouTube commercial or YouTube video, even on our videos, when somebody goes to one, they show an ad before it that you can skip after like 4 seconds. I mean, technically, we get like 0.003 cents, even if people.
Do we really?
Yeah.
We are going about this all wrong.
So that's what that's all about. Is that channel, and there's many more like them. They're just faking UFO videos to get the views, and obviously, it makes no sense. So, I mean, first of all, if you see something astounding like a gigantic fucking cube from another world zapping itself out of a portal in the sky, you're not going to call some random YouTube channel and be like, oh, I got the shit for you. You're going to call fucking NASA and the cops and be like, what the fuck is going on? So that's
yeah, but
like
then NASA's
one.
Just going to lock you up.
True, but your first instinct, especially if you're just an average guy, we're not average guys.
No.
If you're just walking down the street and you see it, you're going to be like, oh, my God. You're not going to call some hackneyed fucking YouTube channel.
Which is crazy because you end up calling the cops or whatever. And tell me if this is probably what – I'm going to have to assume this is what happens. You call the cops. They come.
Mm-hmm.
They call NASA. Then they fucking put you in a straitjacket and throw away the key.
Right.
You're like,
yeah,
this guy's
right.
Obviously fucking insane and is not safe for anyone.
Well, I don't think actually NASA wouldn't even be involved. It would be more like NSA and – and, you know, CIA and FBI. But throw your way. They'd just be like, well, you know, keep your mouth shut or we'll slaughter your whole family, that kind of thing. Typical, you know.
You know what, though, man? I don't care. You cannot keep someone to keep their fucking mouth shut. There's just no doubt. People cannot keep their fucking mouths shut. I don't care
people
if
can.
You were like, your mom will fucking contract cancer, AIDS, and... You know, if you don't keep the secret, people just can't fucking keep secrets. There's no doubt about it.
I couldn't, and people don't. I mean, people are blowing the lid off of the shit left and right, but the media just kind of, you know, puts quotes around little green men and chuckles and then talks about the local state fair. I mean, people, astronaut is like, oh, yeah, we saw some shit, but... It doesn't get any media play.
But eat a ripper. It's a hot dog, a fried hot dog deep fried inside of a Twinkie. Heart smart.
Dude, not too long ago, I made a bacon-wrapped hot dog. Have you ever had one of those?
I'm proud to say that, yes, I have.
Amen. I knew. I expected that of you.
Yes.
You pleased me.
Are you, Let me explain to you what I had for lunch yesterday. Yesterday at lunch, I was home by myself. And, you know, it's a little, it's quiet here because, you know, all my idiot customers have shit going on right now. But, so I proceed to fry up a pound of bacon, right? Just because I was like, well, I'll eat, first of all, I was going to have a BLT. I'm like, oh, a fucking BLT sounds good. All because I saw one on TV like a week ago. And obviously I've wanted a BLT ever since. So I'm like, I'm gonna have a BLT. So while I have to cook the bacon in two fucking batches, right?
Yeah.
So while the first half of the bacon, like, finished up, I got it out, and I'm draining it on a piece of whatever, a piece of paper towel, and I put the other bacon in, I'm waiting for the other bacon to cook, and I'm just, quote-unquote, snacking on the half pound of bacon that I already cooked. So by the time I'm done with that, I mean, the other stuff's not even fried, and I've eaten a half pound of fucking bacon in, like, probably less than a minute, I would say. It had to be less than a minute. You know, at first it's one of those things, too, where it's so hot, and I'm putting it in my mouth, and I'm like, oh, you know what I mean? It's like you're just trying to suck it down without causing as much pain to your mouth as you can, but you're like, ah, must have bacon now. Got hot grease burning my fucking lips.
That's so awesome. Every morning I have either bacon and eggs or sausage and eggs. And just like this morning, I always make too much. I made sausage and eggs. So I made sausage and eggs. I took half and ate it and left the other half on the burner on low. And so after I ate what I should have stopped eating after I was done, I'm like, okay, I'm going to tub up the rest. And somehow between pouring it in the tub and me, it was gone before it hit the tub. I was like, no, that looks good. And I just kept like shoveling it in my face while it was flowing into the Tupperware.
I love that. I do that too, actually. Needless to say, I never did. Instead of having I was gonna do this BLT up so right, dude. It was peppered bacon, right? And I was gonna like toast the bread and fucking do it up. Mm-hmm. Instead, I ate that half pound of bacon, and then I was so hungry for bacon after that I just kind of ate the other half pound. And then followed it with some potato chips. I like to call that the abbreviated club sandwich or the abbreviated BLT. Just a B and some chips.
I'll take a BLT, hold the L and T.
Right, exactly. That's exactly
Holy
what I did.
Shit.
You know, and then I wondered why I had a stomachache like 2 hours later.
You know what's good for a stomachache?
Bacon.
Bacon. Yes.
Nothing a shot of bacon grease can't cure.
What do you do with your bacon grease, by the way? Let me ask.
You know what? That is an awesome fucking question, because yesterday I poured it down the fucking drain, which I know is the ultimate fucking no-no. But I like to keep it, but I never have anything to keep it in, because that nasty fucking jar that you keep it in, you're just like, you don't even want to touch it. You're like, oh my god, I'm gonna ruin my shirt if I even get within like 5 feet of that fucking bacon jar.
Dude, I agree, man. Like, when I was growing up, my dad always kept the bacon fat because he'd cook with it later. But
right.
I assumed it was also
and it makes total
it
sense.
Yeah, but it congeals in the pipes, I guess, is why you don't put it down the door. So I always put it in an old coffee can. But my coffee can now smells like a dead, rotten animal. Because it's just animal fat that's been there for 6 months in the heat.
There's a difference between the stuff that you want to use for cooking and something that's been under your sink for a year and a half.
That's true. It's seasoned. It's seasoned.
Yes, it's
great.
Properly seasoned. That is so funny that you said that, because right when I was pouring it down the drain yesterday, I'm like, this is so fucking stupid. You know, I'm just going to end up paying some guy to come out and fucking Roto-Root my sink because I poured bacon grease down the pipe, which is like the first no-no is of home ownership. I might as well have been like flushing paper towels down the toilet or tampons.
Yeah, I've done both. Hey, when you're out of a tampon, you got to use toilet or a paper towel.
So tell me a little bit about 21st century schizoid man. Schizoid man.
The song is
first of all, I want to apologize to you that I didn't listen to the whole song before I decided that we should do that song, because it's got like two verses and the rest of it's like the most hardcore. I'm not even sure what kind of music that is. I was hoping it was going to be psychedelic, but it's like confusadelic.
It's like psychedelic metal almost. It's got three verses, but the third verse is after like a 20-minute fucking breakdown. But
let's tell the King Crimson's 21st century schizoid man. How do you say that? I'm not even sure. But check it out. Me and Rufus are about to break it down, but actually Rufus is about to break it down because I could not understand one fucking word these guys were saying.
I had to look it up on a lyrics website. And what's interesting, I'll tell you what, it's a really interesting song. It's fucking bizarre and off the wall. It sounds like Black Sabbath meets Pink Floyd meets Rush meets The Doors. I mean, it's fucking
odd. But like you said, it's like metal, dude. It's like a 200 fucking beats per minute or something.
Yeah, which is odd for, honestly, dude, I had heard of King Crimson before you suggested this song, but I knew nothing of them. And I always thought King Crimson was like a death metal band like Slayer. I didn't know they were like an old psychedelic band. I really had no idea.
Well, they kind of were like a jazz band at one point, but then they got psychedelic and it just, I don't know, they were like probably shooting LSD into their scrotums or something.
Well, it makes for an interesting ride sonically. I mean, it's fucking nuts, dude.
Tell me what the song is about then, because I did not look
it
up.
I don't know. Let me read the notes. Okay, I'll read you the lyrics. Because there's only three verses,
okay.
And each verse is only like four lines.
Right.
All right, so here's the lyrics. Cat foot, iron claw, neurosurgeons scream for more at paranoia's prison door, 21st century schizoid man.
All right.
And that's how they say it, schizoid in the song. So.
All right, that's what I thought.
Okay, blood rack, barbed wire, politician's funeral pyre, innocents raped with napalm fire, 21st century schizoid man.
Wow.
The last verse, like 20 minutes later, is death seed, blind man's greed, poet starving, children bleed, nothing he's got he really needs, 21st century schizoid man.
Wow.
And that's all the words.
You know, it actually, reading between the lines, it actually makes sense. The words really.
That's what I thought. I was like, wow, there's really something kind of going on there in so few words. And what really kind of caught me off guard is when I realized that it's 21st century schizoid man, but it was written in the 20th century, so it's like prophetic.
Right.
But what it's saying is still fucking true, you know, that, you know.
Might be reading more true now than ever.
Yeah. And
I don't know if you saw.
And I wasn't even high whenever I made that realization.
That
I was like,
unfortunate.
Oh shit.
That
it's
is very unfortunate.
It's like a psalm from the Bible.
Probably was. They probably just updated a psalm with napalm. They just had to put
That's
in
right.
psalm. Instead of psalm, they say napalm. The 23rd is napalm.
They just randomly picked some verses out of Nostradamus' last book.
Maybe. I don't know if you know that Yogi Berra died. Were you aware that the great Yogi Berra died?
I did not. What did they do with his picnic basket?
Boo Boo's watching it.
Oh, great.
Boo-hoo.
No, I did see.
Boo Boo.
I saw some mention.
Were they gay? Were they gay together? I'm assuming so. He was a snazzy dresser.
He wore a tie and a bowler hat. I mean,
the big hairy bear. The big hairy bear, for sure.
Who do you think
and a little hairy bear. A little hairless bear.
Boo Boo was the bottom, I'm sure.
Well, that's what bottom, Boo Boo. That's just kind of code word for bottom.
Hey, Boo Boo.
Pretty sure.
Give me a reach around.
So they had this thing on Yogi Berra. Yeah. Give me a reach around. Yes, sir.
Let me put my salami in your picnic basket.
Oh my God. The park ranger, he knew a lot about picnic baskets. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I'm sure.
That's a guy that knew his way around a picnic basket.
But what about Yogi Berra?
They were making fun of Yogi Berra. Like, he has all these like quotes, right, that are like so stupid. You know, unfortunately, they kind of made him out to be a fool. But he had one quote in particular that I actually found interesting, and it was, "The future ain't what it used to be."
Oh, wow.
Now, that,
like,
to
King
me
Crimson's
is
song.
Kind of a – you can. That's kind of a deep quote, really, because really the future's not what it used to be. I mean,
no.
You think 100 years ago, what do you think they were thinking we would be doing now? They probably thought we'd be driving, like, flying cars. Or do you think, like, during the 1830s and shit, they're just like, they'll just be fucking grinding it out like us, you know, no technology, digging ditches and pooping in them?
I think before the advent of flight, before the Wright brothers, probably you're right. That people were like, this is pretty much it. We're all going to always be like a hoeing and mowing a fucking plot of land and raising corn and living in a one-bedroom shack.
Right,
no
heat.
People flew, then it was like, oh, wow, we can really do shit.
Well, now,
yeah,
when did Jules Verne, when was Jules Verne writing 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
I think that was in the late 1800s, actually.
Was that in the 1800s?
I think. Let's check it out.
Because
we need a sound bite that's like whenever we look something up on the internet.
We do, you're
to
right.
The net.
To the
well, he
net.
He was born in 1828.
What's that? One more time?
He was born in 1828, so
okay.
I think his books were in the 20th century. But still.
Well, not really. I mean, 1828, he'd have to live to be 75 years old.
Oh,
he
yeah,
probably
true.
Wrote
it
when
true.
He was, what, in his 30s or 40s?
That's right, yeah, because he died in 1905. So, yeah, he wrote it in the late 1800s. Wow.
So, but back then, it's like nobody would even probably read that. I mean, most people couldn't read, first of all. I mean, I guess reading, people learning to read kind of changed everything. Really, more people could do more shit.
Yeah, I guess people learning to read and being able to print and distribute shit for people to read probably changed everything.
Well,
but
I'm gonna
like
have
said,
to. I'm later. I'm gonna have to tell my daughter that she's gonna have to learn how to read. I've been telling her don't worry about it, but apparently she's gonna have to learn how.
Well, nowadays these websites, you can just click a button and a robot voice reads it to you. So no, we haven't taught our kids how to read. We told them.
Yeah,
to wait
I mean
to
why.
That.
Right, exactly. Hey, I got a question for you, dude. Are you familiar with any of this Common Core crap that the schools are teaching now?
I'm not, but a quote-unquote friend of mine on Facebook posted something about it that I didn't really read the other day. So it's weird that you bring it up. What is it?
This shit is going to become part of your life, dude, and it's going to make you want to fucking kill yourself. Because...
Wow.
What they're doing is, like, instead of teaching kids to just do math like you learned it, you know, addition, subtraction, just, you know, writing the numbers out, they're, like, adding all these fucking steps, right,
yeah.
That are so fucking unnecessary to get to the answer that all it is fucking confusing. It's confusing for the adults. It's confusing for the kids. They send this homework home, dude, and expect you to know how to do it when you weren't taught these fucking ways of doing it. It's all because some jackass invented some bullshit method, you know, which is not to worry about kids getting the answers to the questions, but to realize that there's more inside of the question that involves numbers. It's like makes no fucking sense, but it is so fucking hard, dude. I looked at the thing and my head almost fucking exploded. I'm like, what the fuck? You just can't subtract 22 from, you know, 157 now? They just won't let you do it?
Well, what's the other steps? Because, I mean, mathematics is really supposed to be the most simple thing in the world. I mean, you have two apples,
right.
You get three apples, you have five apples.
Yes, you would think
what
so.
Do they add?
But see, now they're not. This is the story of fucking Common Core, dude. They're not worried about getting the correct answer. Now there's an answer called around 10. Around 10.
What?
You don't even have, they don't even expect you to be exact anymore. Now you can, like, be off by a couple fucking numbers, and there's, like, no big deal. The middle of the, I don't understand it. Rubus, I'm telling you right now, I don't know how to do it. I looked at the thing, and I'm like, I know the answer to that is 20, but it was like, so it, their steps were like 12 minus 2, 13 plus 5. You know, all like in different little things to some number that added up to 20. And I'm like, why the fuck did you do that when you could just subtract? Like, they're just going to make it too confusing for kids. And what's going to happen? Kids are going to get frustrated. Parents are going to get frustrated. And fucking people are just going to drop out in like the third grade now.
That's
they're just going to say, fuck it.
It's not philosophy. It's math. I mean, it's this is this, and that's it. You don't.
It's either right or it's wrong.
Right. Yeah, there's no round 10 or whatever that is.
Here's, I read up on this shit after my head almost exploded, and this guy that invented this thing, I wish I could remember his name, his saying was that he was trying to teach trigonometry thinking through basic math. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're just now you're just making kids frustrated so they won't even ever make it to trigonometry. They'll just never do it. They'll be like, I hate math.
Oh, jeez. And this is like standard in public schools now or private school, or is it just standard everywhere?
Not public schools, everywhere. Everywhere. And it's totally impossible. And here's the other thing. Now they also have a new way of teaching kids how to pronounce words and stuff, and it's using sign language.
What?
So that's what I'm saying, too. I'm with you, Rufus. My wife started working at my daughter's school, right? They needed what they call a paraprofessional, which is someone who does the job of a teacher, as far as I can tell, without getting paid like a teacher. They have this thing where, first of all, my wife is so frustrated because she's like, oh, I'm just helping second graders. How fucking hard can it be? Right? She's been there for 6 weeks, and she comes home every day about, God bless her, like about in fucking tears because she's like, I don't understand how to do the work that second graders are doing.
Hey.
You know, now, like, I don't understand, you know, they've got all these special stuff she's supposed to be teaching that they assume that she knows somehow, and she, like, had to take the lady that's the boss aside and say, hey, I graduated from college 25 years ago. You know, I don't even know what this shit is. It's like they, like, do sign language next to their mouth to help kids sound out words.
How? What? Why?
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. If you've ever heard of any of this stuff, someone please call in 646-478-0616 because I'm at my fucking wit's end here. Or you know what? Send us an email at hypersloth.me. You can send it to me personally at zigzag@hypersloth.me. And let me know if you have any of the answers of how to do fucking Common Core, because I have no idea. I mean, I felt retarded. I mean, special needs.
That's terrible.
Well, I mean, it's frustrating when you can't help your second grader do their homework.
This is true. That's part of the conspiracy, part of the plot, is to separate you and your child through the mind.
You know what? You're probably right. And they're doing a grand job because my daughter has no fucking patience for me when I'm trying to do her homework, trying to help her with her homework. I'm just
sure
like, I'll just walk away now. Daddy's not that stupid. It just seems like it on math and English.
She knows sign language when she says that. I'm just going to walk away now.
Right, yeah. Then she bitch slapped me. And I didn't blame her. I just looked at her and said, I deserve that. I deserve that.
Thank you. May I have another?
I'm sorry I keep letting you down.
That's so sad.
So, yeah, so the future's not going to be the same now either because kids are, I don't know, kids aren't going to be able to read or do math, I don't think. I think they're going to get that frustrated that they'll just quit. I swear to God.
I tell you what it is, man. It's because
kids, not my daughter. I'm saying stupid kids.
Oh, no, your daughter's going to be the CEO of a major corporation.
Right.
But it's teaching kids. There's too much being taught about, like, multiple perspectives. It's like everything has to have a different point of view Well, no, some things don't, like fucking math and science don't need a different point of view. They're absolutes, you know? It's
right.
The whole tolerance thing. And I get tolerance. Let's tolerate people. That's cool. But that has nothing to do with teaching math or making your hands move funny while you're learning how to say the word cat.
Right. I mean, it was literally like that, my wife said. Speaking of science, did you see where the Pope, man, I'm telling you, the Pope is dope. This Pope came out and said basically that evolution is true. Did you see that?
This Pope is apparently the most, like, normal guy, reasonable, logical Pope that has been around in a while, apparently, because, yeah, he's on the side of that. And I think he gave Congress, he gave him a speech today and basically just kind of gave him a what for about a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, about the death penalty.
I haven't read it. I just saw the headline. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know a lot about the Pope, but every time I read something about the Pope, it's like, oh, wow, finally the fucking Pope gets it.
Well, I mean, the first thing he did was sell some, like, $500 million papal mansion that took up, like, 70,000 acres in some part of, I don't know if it was Italy or Sweden or somewhere, or Switzerland. But, and all they did was, like, just go there, and it was just, like, so excessive that he went there and basically puked on himself about how fucking disgusting the church is and how the church, you know, is supposed to serve the people, and that we pretty much,
right.
The church had lost all its direction as far as that kind of shit goes.
That's what I keep hearing about this Pope, is, like, he's almost disgusted with previous popes and, like, before him, and he's like, come on, let's get back to fucking reality here. You know, we're not here to be grand wizards of something. We're here to help people out.
How long since the Pope came to the United States, I wonder? Any idea?
Oh, man, I think it was a long time ago. I actually saw
him. Did he get
that
shot
earlier.
When he was here?
That's where the Pope
came
from.
Did they try to kill
from.
The Pope? Was that in the United States?
I don't know if that happened in the U.S., but it did happen. That's what made the Popemobile a necessity.
Right. The Popemobile, that's like the ultimate pimp ride right there. Really?
Oh, hell yeah.
See, but he's riding open air. He's not even doing the fucking pimpmobile. He said, look, man, if it's my time to go, it's my time to go. Everything is in God's hands.
Okay. They, the U.S. Postal Service put big-ass fucking, like, boot locks on all the mailboxes, the blue mailboxes on street sides, to prevent people from putting bombs in there.
Yeah, I don't know if I would go be around the Pope. I don't know if it's safe to be around the Pope in the United States.
Well,
I will eat
not...
a pizza with his face on the box, though, I can tell you that.
Hey, that sounded like some kind of old vaudevillian bit. I got to find a sound effect to highlight that.
I think it was this one.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the old vaudevillian laugh. So, I mean... some good marketing going on around the Pope when you're putting the Pope's picture on a pizza box. You're going to sell a few fucking pies like that, I got to say.
Oh, yeah. Pope pies.
Pope pies. The Pope is dope. Get your Pope dope.
Pope-a-roni. You want a Pope-a-roni?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, when it comes on, it's like it. Obviously it has Pope-a-roni on it. What else comes on the Pope special?
Oh, geez.
Extra scripture.
I can't think of any other. What's that?
I said extra scripture.
Yes. Each box has a psalm.
For game day,
they actually put
the verse of 3:16. What is that verse, 3:16? John 3:16.
Apparently, it has something to do with sports.
That's what I would think, but I don't think it does. I bet it's like some kind of brainwashing. Oh, you know what happened to me today, dude? I was attempting to sleep until noon today, and
yeah.
The doorbell's ringing, and the doorbell just fucking keeps ringing.
Oh, jeez.
And I get up, and guess who's at the door?
Jehovah's Witness.
Joe. Witness. Joe Witness was there.
Really?
Jehovah Witness was there, yep. Ringing the door like an incessant fucking dickhead. And I'm so... I answer the door, right? And he's like, gives me the good morning, whatever. And I know I look like I just fucking woke up because I didn't go to bed till like 3:30 in the morning after a heavy night of drink smoking pot.
Yeah. And by the way, Joe, you woke me up. That's why.
Right. It was obvious because I was in my underwear and a t-shirt. And I'm like, who the fuck? No one comes to my fucking house. So I open the door, and it's him and some lady, and she's kind of standing in the background giving me the big eye because I had a raging heart on in my boxer shorts. And she said something about dropping to her knees and taking the Eucharist or something, but he wanted to read some scripture with me. So long story short, I gave her the Eucharist and made him hold my coat.
What's that?
I said, long story short, I gave her the Eucharist and made him hold my coat. No, I pulled the classic, this is what I was thinking, I pulled the classic, no thank you, I'm Catholic. And I was thinking to myself after that, being Catholic is good for one fucking thing. Obviously, it gets the fucking Jehovah Witnesses to go away. Because he closed the Bible up and fucking walked away.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I never knew what to say. I just stand there and listen to be a nice guy, and I'm like, I take all the pamphlets, and I'm like, thanks, yeah, maybe I'll see you whenever you're doing your thing. But I can just say I'm Catholic,
well, I mean, you know,
like, okay.
Yeah, I just said to them, saying, you know, good luck on your journey. I gave them the good luck on your journey. Then I said, how much for the woman?
And how much was it? Did they give you a golden plate to put some change in?
Yes, I since I had already given my first offering, it was $20. It was an easy 20. They were also
great.
Collecting.
God.
She was, anyways.
I'm sure. Did she gargle?
She did. She's a pro. I was their 40th house of the day.
What are the Jehovah's Witnesses? I mean, how are they different than
everybody else?
All I know is that door to door.
If you don't believe in Christmas, I don't want to be part of your fucking religion, and probably do most other people probably don't either. I know a lady, it's a good friend of mine, her parents were quote-unquote Jehovah Witnesses, and come to find out, you know, they never went to like any of the services or anything, they just didn't celebrate Christmas. It just was like a cheapskate's way out of Christmas.
Why? What's the deal? I didn't even know there was a Christmas connection.
I don't know. Let's see. Let's look it up. I'm going to look up why do Jehovah's Witnesses not believe in Christmas. Or, you know, it could be one of those weird things where they believe in Christmas, but you get the wrong idea if you're trading presents for Christmas or something.
True. Well, I can almost see the new Pope saying that.
Oh, man. Then he better not. He's not that stupid.
Are there any other, like, major Christian factions that go door-to-door, like, harassing people? I mean, Catholics don't do that. Baptists. I've never had a Baptist knock on my door but whatever.
Mormons do. But they always go two people, two dudes riding bikes in a tie. Have you never seen those guys? Those guys have never come to your house, ever?
No, they have. They have. Not this house, but in Texas, yes.
Did you listen to their spiel?
I did. They were young guys just doing what they thought was helping me out. So I'm not going to...
Tricking. A couple young guys going door to door.
On their bicycles. I took their pamphlets, and I gave them hope that I would show up at their little events. But I didn't.
Did you? Were you like, is there going to be beer? Will there be beer and weed?
No, I said, is it BYOB?
So funny, too, because after they left and all that shit, I was thinking, God, I wonder, first I was like, what if I was smoking pot or something and I opened the door? Would you think they would call the cops on me?
I don't know. That's a good question. You should
try. I mean, you have
to
think, like, one fucking random, you know, I mean, they go to total strangers' houses. You know they're going to run across somebody doing something illegal.
Well, wait. But would they know? I mean, surely if you're smoking pot, before you answer the door, you're already paranoid enough that you're going to be like, oh, I better put this away and hide it. Just because you act funny, they're not going to assume you're high, right?
Well, no, I mean, but imagine, I mean, it could have been like I'm here in the middle of the day. There's no reason I wouldn't, like, sit in my garage or out behind my house and fucking smoke a joint while I'm doing my lawn work or something. But, you know, they easily could have, like, snuck up on me and smelled that. I mean, I'm not saying that I was today. But I just wonder if they're the kind of people that would, like, call the fucking cops on you because they're like, fuck him, he didn't want to listen to our spiel. This fucking guy's going to jail.
It's a possibility. Just tell them you're high on the spirit.
Jehovah Witnesses just have hate in their heart. They hate Christmas, and they hate pot smoking. I can tell already.
That's true. Fuck them.
So here's the beliefs of the Jehovah's Witness. They have many beliefs similar to those held by fundamentalists and other evangelical, which I don't know if that's a good term. What does the evangelical even mean?
That's the people that force
preach on
everybody else.
Right. So the inerrancy of the Bible, so they believe everything that's in the fucking Bible. They believe in the virgin birth. See, they believe Jesus giving his life as a ransom for past and future humanity. So I guess, why do they not believe in Christmas? They don't believe in divorce. They don't believe in homosexual behavior. And that was not obvious when that guy was here today. I can tell you that right now. I'm pretty sure they were believing in homosexual behavior.
He was really hard to
get. They don't believe in abortion. They believe the immense influence of Satan in the world. So obviously pot smoking, I'm sure, is one of Satan's handiworks.
Oh, sure.
Oh, but here they only have a monotheism. Jehovah is the supreme being. Jesus is, see, this makes no sense to me. Jesus is the Son of God, the first created being who is separate from Jehovah. Christ is believed to have originally existed in a pre-human state as the Archangel Michael. He later took human form as a man like any other person, except that he was sinless at birth and remained so through life. Well, so, but they believe in the virgin birth. So,
what? I thought that all different sects of Christianity were all monotheistic. Even the Trinity is still like three parts of the same thing, right?
Right. It's like they're, instead of just saying God, they just changed it to Jehovah.
Wow.
See, but Jesus is the Son of God, the first created being who is separate from Jehovah. Well, that's not monotheistic to me. That seems more than monotheistic, right? Because they believe in Jesus as the Son of God who is separate from Jehovah. There's two.
Oh, I get it. So I think others, and I'm speculating here, I don't fucking know, say that here's God and he made Jesus, but Jesus was God. He's just like, here I am in human form. They think, no, Jesus was a totally individual human being that God sort of said, zap, zap, you're going to stand for this.
Well, no, they believe that Jesus was the Archangel Michael. They're fucking crackpots. They're crackpots.
Sounds like that Jesus was a 1BC schizoid man.
Oh, here you go. They reject the traditional symbol of Christianity, the cross. What if today I was like, got my cross pin on, or if I would have done like, cast ye out, Satans, with the cross?
You should have hissed and like crossed your face.
Oh my God. I should have answered the door like completely out of my fucking mind. Because I knew it was them. That's why I let my wiener hang out.
Your holy vestments.
I said, take thy staff and thy rod.
Oh my God.
Oh man, that was a pretty bad joke there.
Oh, it was good.
And God bless her, she took it. She took the staff and the rod.
Hey, she's pious.
She She is biased. I almost felt bad for her because since she went, first of all, I wanted to say to the guy, hey, if you want people to listen to your spiel, let the lady talk. Because he just kind of came off as a real creepo. You know what I mean?
It's not allowed.
So I'm like, at least they'll probably listen. First of all, if it's a dude, he's going to listen to what the lady's saying to be nice. And if it's a chick, she's not going to be looking at you going, what a fucking weirdo. I wonder if they're keeping this lady against her will. Because she definitely looked like she was being held against her will.
Dude, what you should do, just for kicks, is next time that happens, if it ever happens again, I mean, how often do they approach a door? They assume that everybody's lost, right? What if they approach a really devout Catholic? Wouldn't they get into some sort of like almost like a rat battle?
Look, dude, let me tell you about my mama Fisher.
Awesome.
My mama Fisher, she was a Baptist, right? And she believed wholeheartedly in the Bible and every fuck. She never missed church, dude. She was like serious into her church. She didn't drink. She didn't do anything. But when these people would come around to my mama's house, she'd fucking go with them, go toe to toe. She's like, you want to dance? We're going to dance. Because my mama always had her Bible. She always had her Bible. So she would say, she'd give it to, I don't believe in what you're preaching. And, you know, they'd try to show her something in the Bible and she'd like be like, no, this is, and she'd like start quoting the Bible better than them and send them on their fucking way, having been schooled by Mama Fisher.
That's awesome, dude. I would love to see that. And you know what? You're right. Because a lot of those guys, those foot soldiers, they're not scholars. They haven't been reading it their whole life. But somebody like your mama is just like, bam. Look at her Bible.
Yeah.
I bet her Bible was that thick only because it had like highlights and notes and dog ears and fucking bookmarks and shit all through it.
Oh, yes. My mama, let's say that her Bible was well broken in.
Awesome.
But yeah, she would tell them straight to their face that she didn't believe in what kind of slop they're out there slinging.
I would love to see that.
She looked forward to it. You know, because they would try to. She was only about 5 feet tall, right, and weighed 90 pounds. But, man, to see her get her hair up about the fucking Bible, she loved to get into, like, arguments with people about the Bible. We'd be, like, at a dinner or something, and someone would be talking about religion or whatever, and old mama, she'd butt in. She was the world's worst. My mama Fisher had one sin, dude, and that was she's the nosiest person ever. She liked to, like, eavesdrop on people or, like, get into your fucking business. She did. There's no doubt about it. She would, like, sit and sweep in my Aunt Sherry's house. She would sweep the kitchen or faux sweep the kitchen. I mean, she was the cleanest lady in the world, too. She always was sweeping. But, because it was already clean. But she would do it just so she could listen to her talk on the phone.
Really?
You know, and everybody's like, oh, Mama's just sweeping or whatever. No, Mama's like soaking in every word that you're saying.
Oh, there's something
to give
so
you
cool
advice
about that.
On later. Because she would tell you that she overheard you, like, after she formulated a game plan.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I was just sweeping, and I thought I heard you say this. Don't
right,
do
exactly.
It.
Exactly. How much is your phone bill?
That is awesome.
She told my history one time that her phone bill was overdue. And my history said, how do you know that, Mama? And it was because Mama opened the bill.
That is so cool. Mamas are great, aren't they?
Mama, jeez. God, rest in peace, Mama Fisher. She lived to be 93.
Holy cow.
Oh, wait, no, 96.
Damn. Awesome.
Yeah. That's clean living for you, dude. That's clean living.
Yes, it is. I'm not going to make
Papa,
it.
Papa, on the other hand, did not fare so well. He died at 72.
Oh, gee.
Both my grandpas died at 72.
Really? Holy shit, so did mine. My grandpa died at 72.
We're not even going to get to enjoy, what do you call it, Social Security or whatever the hell they're going to have by then. There will be no Social Security, will there? The Chinese will.
That won't. That's true. They'll pay it back in ramen.
They'll pay it back in iPhone surplus.
Yes.
Are you going to get us a new iPhone? You don't even use an iPhone, do you, Rufus?
Nope, got an Android phone. This one right here. Blank.
Now, can you use your Android to talk over Wi-Fi?
To talk over Wi-Fi? Yeah, good.
Yeah, you haven't heard of that now? Supposedly even
no,
Apple's coming out with it, but on some Android phones you can like use the Wi-Fi as your signal for your phone.
Well, that's the same as I got like, the Skype app on my phone. I can talk on the phone using Skype.
Right.
It's just shitty.
But I thought that now you're going to be able to make phone calls like using your Wi-Fi. I'm like, you know what that's going to do to Wi-Fi all around the fucking world? Just slow
right.
it the fuck down. It'll come to a fucking screeching halt. Wouldn't you think?
It will. And then maybe they'll fix it. But they'll jack up the price by 300%.
They'll probably go hi-fi. They'll just do a hi-fi instead of a lo-fi.
Yeah.
Like, we're on the lo-fi connection right now for Blog Talk Radio, and it's working out grand.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we're
going to
take this
again,
puppy into the VIP, right?
Another good show. Absolutely.
You know what we need to do? Can we do a quick search for movie trailers? Maybe we can watch
a
movie trailer.
Dude, I love movies. I have a channel on my Dish Network cable that's called Nothing But Trailers. It's literally a three-hour show called Nothing But Trailers, and they just play movie trailers over and over and over again. I love it.
See anything that you like or
no,
don't like?
No, all movies that they suck.
How many of them are movies that they're remaking even though they can never make it as good as the original?
Yeah, it's all reboots. That's what they call it now, reboots.
What is wrong? That is so fucking stupid.
They're rebooting Ghostbusters with chicks as the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I saw that.
What the fuck?
Why would they call in and let us know why they would do that? 646-478-0616, because it's kind of breaking my heart. It's like kids will never understand or have good sense of humor because, oh my God, it'll be filled with like the most awesome special effects, but there'll be nothing left of the fucking storyline.
Right, but my whole argument, which I think is a pretty solid one about the Ghostbusters reboot, if you want to make it with chicks, that's great. But don't make it a reboot. Make it a sequel that happens
right,
30 years
go.
Later, and they're opening up the first franchise, and then you bring in the old actors that kind of show them the ropes, but now they got to remake it with chicks to please some sort of gender thing. Who fucking knows?
I know. I mean, update it. Like you said, update it and make it, yeah, make it like it's Bankman's son or Bankman's daughter
yeah.
or something. You know
carry
what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't redo it. Just carry on the same fucking theme, the same storyline, the same
you know
characters.
What? The show is destined to fail, first of all, because people like me and you who've seen the original and the other 80 billion people who've seen the original are going to say it can never live up to the original. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you go in with that attitude already. It's just destined to fail.
It is. It is. Because they're trying to restart the thing, and it doesn't need to be restarted. They should just...
Right. It's like, yeah, it's the classic fixing something when it's not broken. Like my father-in-law, Tom. He's a great guy, but he likes to, like, mess with shit even when it's not broken until it is broken, and then he has to call for professional help to, like,
that's so funny. I can empathize with that, actually.
Right. I mean, yeah. It's like a sore tooth. He just keeps pushing on it until it just falls out. I wonder
right.
why did that happen.
I got one back
See,
here.
It's
a wisdom
out.
Tooth. I got a wisdom tooth growing sideways. It's pretty black and pulpy, I'm sure, and it feels weird when I touch it. But instead of, like, not touching it, I, like, jab at it. And I'm like, I'm not sure. Does that really hurt? Oh, yeah, it does. What about here? Yeah. God damn, that fucking hurt.
So I am so familiar with that,
canal, dude. I was like, fuck with it.
Oh, my God. I've somehow chipped the back of one of my front teeth, right? You can't tell it from the front or anything. You can
uh-huh.
feel it with my tongue. So now I've got this, like, nervous tick where I'm just poking this stupid... slice or the stupid sharp spot on the back of my tooth until it's like giving me a sore on the front of my tongue.
Oh yeah, now you got a bad tooth and a bad tongue.
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. hey, we're going to take it into the VIP. You ready to do that? I'm going to play a little VIP music, let the people know that we've made it to the VIP part of the show. Rufus, you ready to take it into the VIP?
Yeah, bring it on, man.
Bring it. Here it is. Hey, welcome to the VIP part of the show. I'm Zigzag.
I'm Rufus.
He's Rufus. And we're in the VIP part of the Happy Sloth Happy Hour. That's hard to say. Say that three times fast. Hyper Sloth Happy Hour. I bet Rufus can do that. Do it, Rufus.
Hyper Sloth Happy Hour.
That's one time.
Nailed it.
Three times. I said three times.
All right. Here we go. Hyper Sloth Happy Hour. Hyper Sloth. I can't do it. I failed on the second try.
Told you.
I'm going to try it again. One more time.
So fucking easy.
I'm going to cut it off. Have a soft happy hour. Have a soft happy hour. Have a soft happy hour. It's
It was a valid attempt. You know, I respect that you even tried. Feel the love. Feel the love in the VIP part of the show. Hey, what I'd like to do, Rufus, if you don't mind, is why don't we take a little break from the show and let the folks listen to a little bit Beer is Food? I think we got an on-air spin finally, don't we?
Screw the phones. I want to hear it myself.
Oh, no. I'm not even seeing it. There it is. It was all the way to the top. Tricky how this kind of hides on you. Why don't you guys check this out? You can buy our this is a classic now. This is a song for the ages. You know what? Here's something funny, Rufus. And then we'll get to the song here. But I was in my car. I've been listening to like the oldies station, right? Which like Sunny 101.5. Is that a nationwide channel? It's like, I don't want to say light. It's like light rock, I guess you would call it. Or, you know, it's just like friendly office music. Yeah, and guess who is, like, their most popular artist I've noticed?
Brian Wilson, Beach Boys.
Kid Rock. There is so much fucking Kid Rock on this thing. I'm like, I wonder if Kid Rock ever thought he would, like, be on the oldies station. Like the old people listen to. Not classic rock, the oldies station.
That's weird. It's probably a marketing move on his side. He's like...
I hope, you know what?
On this.
You know we've got respect for Kid Rock, except for the fact that he dated Sheryl Crow. I think that was like his Bruce Jenner moment. He wanted her to strap on her 6-inch clit like Chris Kardashian does.
Jesus Christ.
All right, folks. On that note, we're going to take you into Beer is Food. I'm going to get rid of a little beer, maybe grab a little food in the 3 minutes and 34 seconds that we're going to be listening to this gym. Rufus, you ready? Got your listening ears on?
I'm ready.
Let's hit
it.
Rock out, peeps.
Fingers itching, open them all and murk. Spend all the
That is Beer is Food by Hyper Sloth. If you don't own that right now, you're fucking as stupid as I look, I would say.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Rufus. You're there. Hey,
talking.
Folks, just want to let you know we lost Rufus on the regular feed.
I can't hear you.
But we've got him back. We've got him back now. I can hear him. He can't hear me, though. But I'm live. I'm arriving live. So,
there.
Are you there? Uh-oh. We got troubles? He put his glasses down, folks. See, I can see Rufus. That's what you don't know now. But call us up next week during the show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're doing the show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 Central. You can check us out here at Blog Talk Radio. We want to hear from you folks. We want to involve the audience as part of our show. You know, we think it's fun. We've had some callers in. Rufus can't talk to me. I can't find Rufus's messages here for some reason. I don't know why. Skype's wanting me to buy something, of course, even though I already own everything that they offer. But, you know what? While we're trying to figure this out, Rufus, can you still hear me? He never could. Well, from now on, we're going to have to do that part of the show. Well, you know what? We're going to hang out then. We're ending the episode. So I'm going to see you guys Tuesday. We're going to get this figured out because I think we're going to have to start doing the VIP part of the show from Skype and just upload it to the Blog Talk Radio website. So we'll see you next week, or Tuesday next week. Can't wait to see it. Oh, yeah, that's a howl. Check it out. Why don't we play you out with a song here? It's a Fried Eggs and Ham. It's an oldie but a goodie.
I take a menu, please.
Fried eggs and ham, bitch. I like it. Slap it on a plate with my teeth. I bite it. I suck it in my gut. Metabolize it, do it like the Donner Party. Cannibalize it, your fried eggs and ham, bitch. Full of protein, trying to take my plate. Ha, you see me get me, snap your neck and leave you in a ditch. Now I'm going back for seconds cause I need my fix of fried eggs and ham coming from the farmland. Well, I got the fat beans and the chickens on hand. Take a chicken egg, hold it up to the light. If you see a little chicken side, you know it ain't right. For breakfast, omelet or a quiche, you be chomping chicken bones, chicken feathers and a beak. Your fried eggs and ham, bitch, than the weed. Might not get you high, but your belly it will feed. If you're hungry, you need a hearty meal. Yo, fried eggs and ham, bitch, is the real deal.